Automatic, Stone said quietly. The system cuts in when the level is contaminated. We can't let it happen. Hall was holding the key in his hand. There's no way to get to a substation? Not on this level. Each sector is sealed from every other. But there are substations on the other levels. Yes. How do I get up? You can't. All the conventional routes are sealed. What about the central core? The central core communicated with all levels. Stone shrugged. The safeguards. Hall remembered talking to Burton earlier about the central core safeguards. In theory, once inside the central core, you could go straight to the top. But in practice, there were ligamine sensors located around the core to prevent this. Originally intended to prevent escape of lab animals that might break free into the core, the sensors released ligamine, a curare derivative that was water-soluble in the form of a gas. There were also automatic guns that fired ligamine darts. The mechanical voice said, "There are now 2 minutes, 45 seconds to self-destruct." Hall was already moving into the lab and staring through the glass into the inner work area. Beyond that was the central core. "What are my chances?" Hall said. "They don't exist," Stone answered. Hall bent over and crawled through a tunnel into a plastic suit. He waited until it had sealed behind him, and then he picked up a knife and cut away at the tunnel like a tail. He breathed in the air of the lab, which was cool and fresh, and laced with Andromeda organisms. Nothing happened. Back in the lab, Stone watched him through the glass. Hall saw his lips move, but heard nothing. Then a moment later, the speakers cut in, and he heard Stone say, "There's only one chance. The doses are low. They're calculated for a 10-kilogram animal, like a large monkey, and you weigh 70 kilograms or so. You can stand a fairly heavy dose before..." "Before I stop breathing," Hall said. "The victims of curare suffocate to death, their chest muscles and diaphragms paralyzed." Hall was certain it was an unpleasant way to die. "Wish me luck," he said.
"There are now 2 minutes, 30 seconds to self-destruct," Gladys Stevens said.
Hall slammed the gasket with his fist and it crumbled in a dusty cloud. He moved out into the central core. It was silent. He was away from the sirens and flashing lights of the level, and into a cold, metallic, echoing space. The central core was perhaps 30 feet wide, painted a utilitarian gray. The core itself, a cylindrical shaft of cables and machinery, lay before him. On the wall, he could see the rungs of a ladder leading up to level 4.
"I have you on the TV monitor," Stone's voice said. "Start up the ladder, the gas will begin any moment."
A new recorded voice broke in.
"The central core has been contaminated. Authorized maintenance personnel are advised to clear the area immediately."
"Go,"
Stone said. Hall climbed. As he went up the circular wall, he looked back and saw pale clouds of white smoke blanketing the floor.
"That's the gas," Stone said. "Keep going."
Hall climbed quickly, hand over hand, moving up the rungs. He was breathing hard, partly from the exertion, partly from emotion.
"The sensors have you," Stone said.
Stone was sitting in the level 5 laboratory, watching on the consoles as the computer electric eyes picked up Hall and outlined his body moving up the wall. To Stone, he seemed painfully vulnerable. Stone glanced over at a third screen, which showed the ligamine ejectors pivoting on their wall brackets, the slim barrels coming around to take aim.
"Go!"
On the screen, Hall's body was outlined in red on a vivid green background. As Stone watched, a crosshair was superimposed over the body, centering on the neck. The computer was programmed to choose a region of high blood flow. For most animals, the neck was better than the back.